Innisfail. Local RCMP have set their policing priorities for the next year and Town Council approved the plan that will include crime prevention, community engagement and visibility. At a special council meeting on June 6, Town Council was presented with a report from Gary Leith, the town's manager of fire and protective services, that outlined the local RCMP's policing priorities. In his report to council, Leith, who was joined by Innisfail RCMP staff Sergeant Chris Matichuk, said strategic priorities to reflect the community needs are normally in addition to those set by K Division. However, Leith added that while K Division senior officials did not set mandatory priorities for the upcoming year, they did suggest crime prevention, property crime, and community engagement. Areas that lined up with strategic priorities put forward by the Policing and Safe Community Committee at its May 19 meeting. For crime prevention, Innisfail RCMP will focus on property and vehicle theft. With community engagement, the focus will be on in-person meetings at two town hall events, including an evening event on June 23 at the Innisfail Royal Canadian Legion Branch 104. Council was also told the third priority, visibility, will focus on multi-agency traffic safety operations. If you look back through correspondence that we've been receiving lately, a lot of these points is what we prevalently see, said Coun. Dale Dunham. I as well get my ear bent quite a bit, which I'm happy to listen to, and it's all on these topics. So, I'm very happy to see that these are three priorities, definitely. Matichuk said while the province suggested crime prevention and community engagement as priorities, community surveys showed visibility that focused on multi-agency traffic safety operations was an obvious benefit, and it was added as a third priority. I'm very happy the policing committee had a lot of input into it and the survey here helped us achieve these priorities quite well, said Matichuk. So, our next step would be to develop some measurables with the priorities and goals to a number of traffic operations, and with upcoming town hall events try to still encourage our members to be in the community and attempt all sorts of functions for visibility. All members of Town Council unanimously supported the policing plan for 2022 and into 2023. However, some had some additional concerns. Coun. Gavin Bates said while he fully supported the plan he wanted speeding, noise, clouded vehicle windows and distracted driving also addressed. Mayor Jean Barkley added there has been talk in coffee shops about loud mufflers and speeding. However, Barkley also had a concern about drones, noting there has been chatter about them in the community, with many comments directed at one neighborhood near the hospital. She wanted to know how troublesome drones are dealt with. Matichuk responded that drone users have rules and regulations around heights and times when they can fly, and while there have been no reports of problems to his office, the RCMP does have jurisdiction to respond to federal and provincial legislation and will work with Transport Canada to investigate any complaints. We can then research and go to speak with people when it's drones happening, said Matichuk. They definitely should come to us and we can liaise with Transport Canada.